Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to our Tuesday edition of the Psychic. It is Tuesday.
It is indeed.
Oh, for a minute, I was like, wait a minute.
Negative, Ghost Rider, because yesterday we were on News for the Soul Radio an hour earlier.
Yes, so welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We are very happy to be here with you, with, of course, our blog talkers, many who come to us from around the world. And then we also have our Facebookers, those who join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we are streaming live for all of you. So if you'd like to see us in action, that would be the place to go. All right? And we've already got a bit of a crew.
We do.
Warming.
The Motley crew.
So in a moment here, Jim's going to give you some really good tips on having a good phone call. Right now, I'm going to just advise that those of you who might be new, I want you to be aware we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings. That's what personal prophecy is all about. Okay. And so it's important to remember this is not tarot and not the oracle card reading or any of the other systems that are out there. We just feel that it's important to clarify on that count. Also, that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. And if we turn to Facebook, which we often do, same situation, I'll be using ordinary playing cards, but I'll be arranging them in that full 24 card layout, which is my standard. It's what the way that I prefer. And others have their own ways, but this is mine. So only, you know, plan to give me a minute or two in order to get your readings laid out. Okay? So now I'm going to turn you over to the man himself. Yes.
Word up on that dog. All right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for educational and informational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind all the folks out there in multi-platforms that are joining us, if you're international, let us know. Tell us where you're from, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. We start there, but we'll do it anytime during the show. Like now, we're going to Terry Sue is in the UK. We have Suzanne also there in Scotland. We got Jeanette and Laura up in Canada.
Yay, yay.
So, hey, all around the world, they come in just as fast as they can. All right. 515-602-9676. That is the number that you shall call if you're going to call in. When you call into that number, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I called in. It's working great. If you have silence, Eva, when you call in, that's a problem. Hang up and call back. Or check the show time. Maybe you missed it. Well, just check things. Typically, if there is no show scheduled or you called way too early, they will tell you something. You should never have any silence ever on a call. Typically fixed by hanging up and calling back. Facebookers, Deb mentioned earlier, if we get some gaps, I shall make it clear when we switch to you folks, but have to wait till we make it super clear. If you're not sure, if you really aren't sure, that means we didn't open the floor because we make it very clear. I type it, and we announce it verbally, delay, you know, there's a video delay thing. So, and then it'll be a messenger to Deborah Lee. So stand by. We can never make any predictions, but you know, just don't know. There's a good chance we can get to you folks out there. All righty. Let's see here. Either way, when you hear this,
yeah.
Harp's playing No Angel Cards tonight. We did that last night. Tonight, we're going to give you a card. But before we do that, you have to let the reading end. That's a sign that the reading is concluded. Let it wrap up when we're going to pull a card for you. But the card's going to be a virtual personal prophecy card. But the deck will be from the PsychicLoveDoc.com website. So it'll be a card that Ms. Deborah is very familiar with. And we will pull it. We shall tell you what the message is. And then we're going to move on to the next person. Wait for their free reading.
Are you done?
I believe I have finished.
Okay, because I wanted to add about the card he's going to read for you. Bear in mind that this is a free app on Google. Well, I don't know if it's... I found the app, Psychic Love Doctor app, available on Google Play. What is it, Play Store? But it's not on the... there. It's not in the store. Through your phone, but you'll find it, isn't this crazy, through my laptop. I was able to find it right out there on the internet. That's what the system you're going to use.
It doesn't do any good for your laptop. It's made for an Android.
Well,
you can find whatever you want on your laptop.
Yes, well, the problem is something happened where that thing is gone.
Right, and...
but it's still... anyway,
it's not that you can't get it for your phone.
Well, I went on there and I went to try.
Did you do it on your phone?
You know what it said? Your phone already has this app. See, I'm trying to explain that there's some kind of weird glitch in there.
I think the glitch is that Miss Deborah sneaks off and smokes dope. It's not in the Google Play Store. We've looked.
Well, I'll show him later.
Show me on your phone. That's the only place
it's
I want to see it.
Yeah.
Then it won't work. If it pops up on here, it ain't shit.
I've got it. I've got the app. The trouble is nobody else seems to be able to get it. It's
not in the Play Store.
I have it on the front of my phone. It's right there. It's got the, the heart. Why?
I don't know why we're having a big discussion about this. Anyway,
because wanted to let them know. If you go to the Psychic Love Doctor website, right there on the top menu, you'll see free reading. That is the same program that was on the app. I'd have got to look into
it. That's where I said I'm getting their card tonight from the PsychicLove.com website.
So that's where you all could go.
You can go on your phone,
bookmark
too.
It. And it's the same thing in case you'd like to.
You can go on your phone. You can go on your tablet. You can go on your big, giant gaming PC desktop. You can go to, because it's a website. You can go there and you can do it all you want.
You're going to find out that new people cannot add it that way.
You don't need to
add
it.
I had put it up here as a link once.
Okay.
And lots of folks responded saying, it's not there. I couldn't get it.
Okay. But you can go on that website anytime and access it. Anytime
online,
you want, 24/7, psychiclovedoctor.com. So you don't even have, if you don't see it in the Google Play Store, piss on the Google Play Store. You have access on her website.
Yeah.
So it ain't no big thing. And actually, what does it really do? It saves you like one step. Instead of having the thing on your phone to click it, okay, you go to psychiclovedoctor.com and then you click it. It's not a big deal. And that's what I shall be doing tonight for your one single card. I'll be on the PsychicLoveDoc.com website on the free reading area, and I'll be just going, boom, clicking the same button like you can do a million times a day. You could sit there at 24 hours and 7 days a week, just do that. Click that over and over. It's all good.
All good.
Right. You're bloody well, right. International shout out to Virgil in the UK. I think this Halloween I'm going to take off from the costume.
What? Oh.
Not going to do one this Halloween.
We are.
I'm not going to do a costume.
On the show we are.
What are we going to do?
The ones we have.
I don't want to put all that
shit on. We've already.
Holy goat urine.
Folks, we've already covered this. But
I don't know what the hell she's talking
Jim
about.
Has so many dead brain cells from his cocktails.
I mean, she's a closet ganja smoker.
I said just put the top on with the rest of the.
Actually, that is almost, that is the whole outfit, really. Because the pants are just something I bought from Walmart. But it is what it is.
Well, then why don't you just come on out here bare naked crazy and...
I'll do it, but we got to plan way in advance for that. That's all.
Yeah, we could do a vote for dress up. Sure we could.
What does that mean?
I don't know how we'd... Oh, that's interesting.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. Whoever is...
I don't think she's in the room with us.
She must be. Yeah. Folks
she's
that are out there...
She's from the UK.
Folks that are out there...
She's not in here.
I bet she is. She just doesn't mean she's spoken type, though.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Michelle.
Negative.
Hang on. We'll probably be turning to Facebook for calls.
We can't promise when, and then it's going to be first come, first serve when we announce it.
Yes, so the sooner we get started, the better here.
Yes,
all right.
We are...
Welcome to all of you. Hold on. We'll let you know when you can call.
All right, we're going to start now because otherwise we're never going to get this. 806 Texas, 806, welcome to the show, Texas.
Yes. Oh, she's on hold.
Hello. Hello, this is Ann from Texas.
Welcome back, Ann.
Good to hear from you.
And I'm just calling because I already have an update and some good news.
Oh, great. We love that. Tell us.
You win the lottery?
Yes. Oh, I wish I was sharing that. Well, Domingo did call me. And he apologized and explained what he's doing and testing and all that and promised that when he's done, we will go on another date. Can y'all hear me?
For the pause, I was drinking coffee and
drinking.
Jim was soaking it all up.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And then, you know how I told you my job was just crazy? And this summer, I was wanting to get back in the classroom, and I had a couple of interviews. But I even told a friend of mine earlier today that if I had the chance to get back in the classroom, I would. And I was looking at my email, and there was an email from one of the school districts telling me they're added a classroom, and if I wanted to apply – to please add my name to the list. So, you know, I really do want to go back to the classroom so I can have the summers off, the holidays off. So if you could pull the cards about this job opportunity, that would be great. But I just thought, wow, I was just saying I need a new job, and a school district sent me an email.
All right, I'm looking at your cards right now, Ann.
Okay. But, yeah, a lot happened in 24 hours.
It's amazing, isn't
that
it?
That was a lot because, I mean, it was actually almost like an hour earlier yesterday even. So it's less than 24 hours, technically.
Right.
Yeah. So that was, yeah, because I saw the 806 and I'm like, well, you know, I'm pretty sure we know who that is, but you don't know.
The email came in like at 3:30 yesterday afternoon. And I came home, you know, thinking, I got to find another job. I've just got it, you know. And there it was yesterday, just when I was speaking, that I need a new job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. Well, not funny, but
funny, peculiar, interesting.
Yes, that often our very own thoughts are returned to us in, you know, in a bountiful way. We'll put it that way.
Right.
That's when you need something. And then there's other times when it doesn't. And those are times I think that is we're being tested or challenged to see what we're going to do with that. Okay. Here, I'm almost there.
All right, I got to kill my email. That's what's making this. So.
All right. Well, for you, he is going to eventually talk to you. Domingo is. He's going to talk to you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, he did last night.
Yeah. No, I meant he's going to talk to you about going on a vacation with him. I just wanted to get that mentioned to you before
okay.
to the job. Yeah. And I really think it would be a very fun time. Of course, he's probably going to have air quotes expectations by then. She knows.
Well, I know. But really, Bob? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if they would take us on a trip.
Why would you assume that already?
If there wasn't some, you know, hanky-panky involved.
You're right.
So, regarding the job, your cards show that you could have it if you want it.
Oh, good.
You have a very lovely reputation. You're very well liked. So, yeah, you could have it if you want it.
Okay, and it's like 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, nice.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. You could even go to something being that close. That would be pretty cool.
Well, yeah, you don't have to, you know, get in the tangle of traffic and all the rest of that.
Right.
True that.
Right.
Anything else you got there, Debbie?
I wanted to share that with her.
Okay.
But right now, I wouldn't have high, aspirations, I guess I would say, concerning Domingo.
It would take
quite a few dates because he's very cautious. He has run into a number of crazies.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in his dating life. So, but he holds you in very high personal esteem.
Well,
I like him from what I see here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for calling and touching base with me. So it was a good little, a 30-minute phone call. So it was good.
Wow.
All right, here we go. I have a single card for her, Deb, and this
is,
I don't know if it's work or what, but it says, a queen of diamonds. The fair-complected woman highlighted in this matter is motivated by profit. She enjoys her investments, whether it's time, money, or emotion she's investing, because of her nature to be resourceful in handling financial matters, she has excellent problem-solving abilities.
She may have
the impression that she has a cash register for her heart. Beneath that aloof, calculating exterior lies a warm, loving, somewhat insecure human being. The matter in question has proceeded to take a new direction as a result of the efforts of such a woman. What do you think?
I think this is going to be a new friend.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a new friend with you.
True that. All right.
All right. Well, it was all good. Maybe next update is going to be I have a new job.
I certainly hope so.
I would not be surprised.
No, I think it's
I'm claiming it, right? I'm speaking it into existence right now.
There it is. So
perfect.
And my job.
Yep.
I remember not that long ago when she was getting jobs, so we know she can do it.
That's right. Okay.
No,
well,
awesome.
Thank you very much. I'm, excited about everything.
It was cool to hear from you two shows in a row. That was
very
awesome.
Very nice.
Just like the old days.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all have a good evening, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Those were the days, my friend.
Oh, well, why don't you sing, Mandy? And then the rest of us will see who sings.
I am not a Barry Manilow fan, typically, so much. That's all. I mean, I respect him. I respect the voice. I understand that he's a living legend, but it wasn't my thing. That's all.
Well, Catherine.
Because you know what?
You're being summoned.
I don't write the songs that make the whole damn world sing. I can tell you that. I don't write any damn song.
Oh, I thought his music was quite.
I respect the talent. It just wasn't my thing.
He had this way with just about all of his songs that you knew there was going to be like this great big crescendo in that song.
The one I thought was cool was Lola because it was kind of a fun song.
Oh, that was cute.
All the other ones are like, I love you forever. Oh my God, violins. But Lola was kind of fun, had a story. It was, I like that one. That the Copacabana. Yep.
The one about being in New England, that's one I really like too.
When will I fuck you? When will I bend you over the pillows? Yeah, that one. Yes. Okay. I could do Buckwheat's Greatest Hits. Saturday Night Live, Buckwheat's Greatest Hits. Good old Eddie Murphy. Which is what made me think of that is, what a long day. Took a little 10-minute power nap. Anyway, I was flipping around and Coming to America was on, so I saw Eddie Murphy. The beginning, it was pretty funny. Right.
Yeah.
Right, we ready?
And hey, folks, if you all notice, I'm scratching and scratching. I've been cleaning today. Yeah, I had to really try and keep myself busy. And nobody loves to clean, but I had to clean. So it's like soap and harsh chemicals.
I opened the floor to Facebook Messenger now. First come, first serve.
Yes, and I was going to mention about Suzanne. Boy, did she have an interesting thing happen to her.
Well, that's pretty common.
It's way back here.
I read it. It's pretty common.
Well, I was
going
to mention it to the others who maybe didn't read it.
Well, get ready. You're going to get interrupted probably. Any second, Deb, so don't take too long.
She said there were some drunk people ringing her, like, doorbell. Yeah, and they were neighbors that were extremely inebriated. And they started yelling for Suzanne from Scotland. They maybe got that from the show.
Yeah, well, you know what? That happens. You know, I remember... Listen, when you drink, things happen, you get busy, you talk. I remember going on the wrong aircraft carrier.
In your dream?
No, as a squid.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, me and a buddy walking up the pier. There's two aircraft carriers, one on each side, just talking, not paying attention, walk up, request permission to come aboard, and the guy's like, look, because you have a little sticker on your ID card with your ship on, he's like, you're on the wrong ship, that's yours over there. It's like, whoops. He just laughed. Whoops, because they look alike, but, you know, it's different numbers. They're all big lights on them, so it's not like we had an excuse. We were just drunk and talking and just kind of looking down, following our steps. And whoops, wrong aircraft carrier. My bad.
I realized last night we did not indicate that we were going to be here today, and we really weren't.
That's very common, though. You have to always keep your eyes and ears open.
True.
We don't
feel we're here kind of for therapeutic reasons, actually. Today is the anniversary of my husband's passing. 5 years. Okay.
You gotta go, Deb. You gotta take it. You can pick it up after the call, too.
Yeah, continue. I'll tell you the rest.
The rest of the story. Remember, was that Steve Harvey or whatever his name
was? Good.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Canada.
I'm all right.
You look like you're losing weight.
Nope. Not a pound.
Really? Well, you're carrying it very well, it looks like. You know,
thank you.
Fat redistributes, my doctor told me. She said it'll move around.
Oh, God.
And I'd like to know when it's doing that, you know.
Probably comes with age.
I'm going to go ahead.
I was just going to say, what is coming up in the next couple months?
And what are you sort of expecting?
Nothing.
All right, so just looking for a 60-day. That's almost taking us to the end of the year almost there, indeed.
Yeah, I guess we could make it actually.
That's going to be like a 2023. Well, it's like, 10 days short? Not even 10 days. What is it, 7 days? 2 months and 7 days? It'll be freaking...
Maybe if there's going to be any man or anything. I guess the guy in Alberta won't happen because I'm not moving there now, so.
Oh, no, Alberta. Alberta bound. I like Gordon Lightfoot.
He sings that?
He sang Alberta bound, yeah.
Yeah, what a shame. Because that was a real indicator there. But, you know, not everything can be perceived. In the cards, there's going to be stuff that's just going to happen, you know, as a matter of course.
Mm. Yeah, good old life, whether we like it or not, it happens, life.
Yep.
But, well, I'm not going to say anything bad because I'm very happy I'm alive.
Something weird happened.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with COPD 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just got sent last week to the... What do you call that? To do the breathing test through the tubes and stuff. I got my report back yesterday, and whoever reads it says that there is no sign of COPD.
Really?
I've been using castor oil on my chest.
Is that supposed to? Oh.
My mom always used it to cure us: peanut oil and castor oil.
Wow.
And sometimes those general practitioner guys think you have COPD.
I was thinking I've either been misdiagnosed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
either way,
I'm happy.
Either way, the outcome, who cares? The outcome is good. That's what matters.
Yeah.
It's a negative, Ghost Rider. You don't want to be walking around with an oxygen bottle. That would suck.
Yeah.
No, but it kind of says a lot when these stories come out about smokers. You know, everybody thinks, oh, my God, you smoke, you're going to die. But I've known a lot of people, elderly people, that smoked all through their lives. Uh-huh. And they did not die from anything, you know, respiratory related.
I mean,
my mom, 91 years old, started smoking when she was 14, 3 packs a day, all the way up till she was 91, and she didn't even have COPD.
Yes, it's there's obviously a risk with it, but there's no guarantee. If you smoke, you shall die instantly. That's what they want to teach. That's what they want to preach.
Yeah.
Well, and
you know what? Then
when
are they going to attack the fucking quarter pounders with cheese and the Big Macs that kill people? They always got to pick something out. Cigarettes are evil. But you know what? They keep selling them, and they tax the living shit out of them. Because you know what? Boy, people's little pleasures like alcohol and tobacco, oh, they're going to keep selling that, and they're going to raise the prices and tax the shit out of it to milk money out of us.
If they could tax sex, they would.
They would. Absolutely. You're damn tootin' they would. They'd tax the living crap. Wait till the marijuana industry evolves more. That's going to get the shit taxed out of it eventually. It's going to be taxed like you've never seen any. If you think booze is taxed, they're going to tax the crap out of weed eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are going to want to buy it. Right now, it's still in transition. So, like, if they did tax it, they would just keep buying it from dudes off the street. But eventually, when that evolves where those guys are not around much anymore, they're going to tax the living fuck out of it. Yeah.
Well, that's their way.
It is. It's like, oh, we don't want you to do things like that. But actually, we do so we can tax you.
Sure, they do. Now, for you, speaking about your cards, right now, things might seem a little dismal, like nothing much to look forward to. You know, Canada's been burnt to a crisp. And I'm just grateful that the fires ended, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank God, right? What I'm seeing here is not bad stuff. I feel like for right now, you're kind of going to wonder, I would say through the end of the year and into the new year, how long am I going to live right there? And when will something better come up? And something better is going to come up. You're going to be amazed. Okay, so it may not be the original plan, but it's going to be a good plan that I'm seeing for you. Yes, very good news about a move. So, you know, okay, remember, when I was reading all these cards, human error does come into play. And while I saw this man, I don't want you to give up hope on him because it could very likely be part of the new place you're going to live in.
Mm.
I know that seems, well, like, you know, these cards seem really iffy, but life is.
No, it's not the cards. It's the path.
It is.
And I changed the path, so.
But it could be even better for you. I do see, what am I seeing here?
What do I see?
More money. For some reason, you've got money coming to you.
Everybody loves money. International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Yeah, more money.
Money, good.
There's some females here that would like to be troublesome to you. Coming up. And maybe you know one. Like, I don't know why I'm whispering, but you know what. She knows what I'm saying. Yeah, that one is a trouble starter or maker down there. So,
well, there's a few.
Yeah, and there's another one here.
I had a friend die last week, and oh, my God.
That's the one that's right here. There is one here with a lot of grief attached to it. Yeah. You know what, though, was she elderly?
No, he was mid-60s.
Oh.
He died of cancer.
Oh, well, that's early.
But you know what, I would rather him die of cancer because he was also, the last 3 years, he turned into an addict.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I'd rather him die in hospice like he did from cancer than under a bush from an OD.
So he was on a bad path. So, yeah.
Was he into the bad stuff, like?
Yeah, that meth and crack and
meth
stuff.
And needles. When you start getting in the needles too, well, that's what I really.
Or the fentanyl.
He started by snorting like Tylenol 3.
Oh yeah,
that's
chopping up, chopping up the freaking opioids and stuff. Yeah, real
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. And then he started, because I said to him, I walked in one day and he was doing that. I go, what are you doing? He said, I'm taking a Percocet. I said, well, usually you put it in your mouth and you swallow it.
Yep.
He's like, oh, I can't swallow pills. I'm like,
yeah, right.
Shit.
Yeah, that was a better, quicker, get more full effect of it is why, you know that, yeah. Yeah, if you take it orally, if you take it orally, and if there's anything in your tummy, it could mellow it and not get the full effect, and it'll take a long time. Those are people that want it right. Bam.
Yeah.
Very sad.
I knew people
yep.
in the 80s would buy through the mail like White Crosses. I don't know if you remember
caffeine.
Those.
Yes, I do.
And they would chop it up and do the same thing like it was a poor man's cocaine.
Yeah, except it's just caffeine.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I really think there is definitely going to be a man figuring in your life. And remember, sometimes things just, it's like they fall right out of the sky. All right. So I just feel that love and, you okay?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And all kinds of wonderful things are awaiting you in the new year. So,
awesome.
So I think you've got a lot to look forward to. I really do. Yeah.
Okay.
And those that want to just make trouble, tell them go suck an egg or something. You know? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's because they're unhappy. So
yeah.
If they want to get anybody, it's like a virus. They want to spread it.
All right.
Yep. What you got?
I have a Queen of Hearts, Deb. It is a playing a major role in this matter, and you talk about a lot of matters. It's a medium-complected woman capable of great sensitivity and understanding. She possesses the characteristics of one of life's true caregivers in that she loves unconditionally and without favor. While she also has a tendency to wear her heart on her sleeve romantically and may fall much too easy for inappropriate partners, her generosity and deep sense of compassion is beyond compare. The matter in question proceeded to take a new direction as a result of the efforts of such a woman.
That's you.
Okay. There you
That's
go.
That's you.
Sure. I can see that. Sometimes I think that happens a lot more often than we pick up on. The card is actually that person.
You're the Queen of Hearts. That's a wonderful card to be. Yeah. You're full of heart and full of compassion and love. What did it say? Sometimes pick appropriate partners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's
probably at least half of us here have done that.
All
least,
right, well, have great talking
us.
To you always.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Live from Canada.
Thank you, guys. I'll get back on the other side to the show.
All
on
right,
the
then.
Other side. We'll see you on the other
side.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, geez.
Actually, here's my question. It's a it's a question that we were talking about at work the other day. Sometimes we just talk about conversations just go down a tangent that has nothing to do with anything. I understand that, like, when people weigh themselves, they weigh themselves in the UK. It's stones, right?
That's right. You wanted to know.
Rachel, do they do that in Australia also? If you weigh a person, weighs themselves, is the unit a stone? Or do you go to kilos? Or what is it, Rachel? And we shall wait for the second delay. I like the anticipation. Rachel was hoping for a much juicier question. Sorry, Rachel. It just
is a stone? What does that mean?
Well, that's a whole different thing.
How much
it's weight? A unit of weight. That's all you got to say.
Yeah. Somebody will tell us.
I just want to know if they do that in the UK. Because obviously the UK, Australia, you know, there's a connection there.
Yeah, you know, they seem to share some of the same
slang
terms.
Australia is there because of the UK, basically. I mean, the land was there all the time.
Yeah, isn't that where they send all their bad people?
We weigh in stones and kilos, Teresa. So it seems like that though the folks commonly use stones that we hear, at least in the UK, they call it stones. I guess you're right. They do. Like when they're talking about their personal weight, it seems like people say stones in the UK. Rachel says, I know you have kilos. I know everybody, we have fucking kilos.
We do.
I'm saying, what is the common terminology? If you're talking to your friend, hey, I weigh myself and I weigh what? What is your common everyday speak? What term do you use for weight? That's all. I thought UK was pretty much stones, because I think Carrie Sue talked to us about that, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yes,
but just remember, when you work out a lot, muscle weighs more than fat. So while it may not look on the scale like you're losing anything, or you might even feel like you're gaining, you're losing inches. Okay? And you're losing...
I think it's 1.6 kilos to 1 pound? Or do I have it backwards? I could have it backwards. I'm a backwards ass son of a bitch, so I could have...
Well, isn't that in drug talk, too?
Okay, Rachel says they do both. Yeah. So they're like both. Okay, cool. And it sounds like Terry says they're kind of both, too, so there you go. There you go.
Well, Terry Sue, is my understanding as a, you know, took classes to become a holistic health practitioner. That's what they taught, of course. That was some years ago now.
What's that? What?
That it's not. That Terry Sue says muscle is denser than fat, but it weighs the same.
And not if it's denser, it doesn't weigh the same. That's density is pounds per cubic volume. So if you have the exact same volume of muscle and the exact same volume of fat, muscle is going to weigh more. Remember what density is. It is a weight mass per unit volume. So it's not the same. If the densities are the same, then they're going to weigh the same per unit volume.
But they're not.
They're not. The densities are different than whatever cubic inches of muscle is going to weigh more than the same exact cubic inches of fat.
Well, thank you, Mr. Science.
Science! Blinded by science! Ding, ding, ding,
now,
ding,
over
ding.
Here, they advise people throw those weigh scales away. Get rid of them. Yeah. They say just use clothes.
You could use
clothes.
Yeah. You could use clothes. But some people, I'd like the scale because it just... It's a motivator. If I use clothes, I might not give a shit if I don't see a result forever. But a scale, you just have to take it with a grain of salt. There are many things that if you weigh yourself too often, you can't get freaked out. Say, oh, my God, I'm a half pound higher than I was last week. Well, there's a lot of fucking shit going on.
After I saw Sharon Osbourne in the scandal sheets.
Oh, 2.26 pounds. I guess I got it backwards.
Yeah.
See? Hey, get it backwards.
I'm going to try Ozempic. I'm going to talk to my doctor tomorrow. I just want a kickstart. We women have a horrible time trying to lose weight, even on a keto diet or the Mediterranean. I don't care what diet you try. Oh, my goodness.
I would prefer like a liquid diet, like nothing but scotch and beer.
That was called the drinking man's diet. Back in the 70s and 80s.
Wasn't that where, I think that's where a lot of the monks, didn't the monks, like in Belgium, perfect the beer because they said, I must fast. Well, then I'm going to drink the best of the best of the best of the best of the drink.
Oh, seafood and eat a diet.
That's
Yes,
indeed.
You know what? Imagine when, about the seafood, imagine that something you're not supposed to eat is full of crushed glass. Or it's just brimming with bad chemicals. See if that works. My sister did a Habsies, she called it the Habsies diet, where she was really heavy at one point. And when she went to college, she decided that she would cut every meal that she ate in half and even go so far as to push half of it into the trash. Because she said, putting it in my body is about the same. Out in restaurants, she'd ask for an empty plate. She'd cut the steak, whatever she's got, and put half of it over there and said, here, take it back. And that was the way that she lost a ton of weight.
Whatever works for you. If you have to envision, if you have to go to a hypnotist, or if you have to whatever, have a list of things I can and cannot eat, and like, well, this thing's here, I can eat a lot of that. The things here I can't, but if I want to eat, you know, whatever works for you, if it works, it works.
Well, there's certain things.
Whatever works, right?
You're just not going to sacrifice pizza. I sit down and have two pieces and drink a lot of water.
I don't remember the last time I had any pizza.
Oh.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Or,
everything's freaking good. I could sit down in my perfect world, I would just live off of pasta.
Oh,
and
why,
rice.
Yeah, why does
pasta
that have to
rice.
Be so bad?
I could just live off of that. And it could be simple. I could be a simple man. Give me any kind of pasta or rice on this planet, and all I need to add to it is butter, and I'd be happier than a pig in shit. Always have loved it.
He's like that.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it was different when I was in my 20s and 30s. I was freaking, you know, I was, what was I? Remember, I was constantly running.
Oh, he was so athletic.
Yeah, I kept my, I was running. I started running. Well, obviously when I was young, but just for that. But then I started running later on in life because I had hurt my knee.
Yeah.
And actually keeping the weight off of me and my knee very happy, which has now been replaced. So that's it's kind of counterproductive when you think about it. The guy's knees bothered him, but he's running impact. Well, you know what? At that age, the impact wasn't the problem. It was getting the weight off me that
made
me happy.
But you were, I would wager that back in the day, you were as thin as Virgil is.
I was.
And
I
he's
had,
really well proportioned.
When I started working at the shipyard, I had like a 33 to 34 inch waist, depending on the clothes. And I weighed well under 200 pounds. Well under.
You know what kills me? His triglycerides are like maybe 100.
Yeah, they're a little bit high now. Last
mine are like.
Mine are a little bit higher.
Hereditary, too.
A bit higher than that. Yeah, see, that's
mine
the thing.
Are like 6,000.
Well, for you, it's your genetic DNA stuff. It's your family thing. It's not
oh,
my family.
Oh, Terry Sue, yeah, that self-image thing. I hope that you work on yourself about that. They say that can lead to like anorexia or bulimia. I never knew anybody that put her finger in her throat after she ate.
Well, I think most people that if they did do that, they wouldn't be bragging about it, even though they're closest to friends either.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. Hey, no. Hey, I love you so much. Excuse me, I'm going to go vomit my ass off there. I don't think you're going to share that because you know it's wrong. In your heart, you know it's wrong. You're not going to tell even your close people to you. You're probably going to hide it because it is a disorder. People usually hide their disorders. People are not proud of the disorders. They kind of recognize it, but they put their head in the sand. I got to do this. Because every time they look in the mirror, no matter how skinny they are, it's not enough.
And, you know, for Terry Sue, I could tell you I've seen, like, your wedding pictures and other pictures. Oh, my God, honey. It's like you've dropped two people on you. But yet your own eyesight may be a little distorted about how you, yeah.
I mean, I was a good boy today. I went to the I went to that early morning requalification thing I did. And I went to the vending machine. It's like, you know, I'm hungry. So I had coffee. I don't put cream and sugar anyway. It's like, what can I eat out of this vending machine? They had pork rinds. Pork rinds. They actually had pork rinds in the vending machine. So they had pork rinds. They got 1 gram of carbs.
No kidding.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff in there, all the chips that have like 30 to 40 grams. I was like, oh, pork rinds.
Where does that come off the hog?
It's a skin.
It's their
they
skin.
They deep fry the skin. Remember we got it at the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we go to the... What was that? We got a German restaurant here. And when you order them, they bring them out freshly deep fried. They're still cracking and popping. They're so good.
Yeah, they're. And then
they
bring you.
You can have beer cheese or gravy or both if you want to dip it in. Good Lord God.
Oh, now we're going to have to go do this weekend.
I love the beer garden. Oh.
What?
Newport News is having their Greek Fest, and it's going to be in the 80s this weekend.
Oh, my. We're
so
going
to have to
go
make a
to
trip
that
to Newport
too.
News. Have some ouzo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have a hero and some ouzo and watch some Greek dancing and get drunk and look at the Greek bitches that are hairy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, see, this is fun talking about this stuff.
Isn't it? Let's do this. Area code 520. Olisa.
Hello.
Hey.
People.
You are a little low on the volume when we have ours jacked up.
How's that? I put it higher. I was listening to you on the car microphone, and then I transferred to my phone and put it on speaker. Is that better?
That's a hell of a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
How are
still
you?
In the building.
Darling.
Well, I missed you guys. I saw you were on yesterday, and I thought, oh, I can't get to them. I didn't realize you were going to be on, but anyway, that's okay. So we were out last night. We went to dinner, the neighbor and I.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, y'all. And then today I'm supposed to go home and make dinner, but I had some really bad news, so I just picked up a pizza. Had bad news. I took my car to the mechanic. There's nothing wrong with it yet. It's just showing signs. And he is advising me to get in his car, start shopping. So now I have to go and put my head in the budget bucket.
You know,
and she's
I am wondering
what
with all this auto worker strike thing, how that's going to affect the car selling business.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about the ripple effect yet. I know there's going to be an effect, depending on how long that lasts. I don't know. Something to explore when you car shop. Find out what's going to happen. Maybe that means you need to buy fast. I don't know. Maybe you don't. Maybe you wait it out. I just don't know. But there is that auto worker strike thing that's kind of going around a little bit, and I don't know how that's going to affect the new car business. Something to consider.
Oh. Are they going to have a strike?
Well, they're on strikes at some of the plants, right?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't. Okay.
I just,
all
and
right.
maybe it has no effect at all. I'm just throwing shit out there. I just know there is a strike in the auto worker industry.
And the actors and the.
Oh, the actors. Fuck them.
The stage, whatever they are. They're still.
You know what? They're going to put themselves out of fucking business because with all these streaming services, we can just watch old shit we like.
Yeah.
We don't need new shit.
Yeah.
They can all go
yeah.
to hell. They can go to their mansions. Hey, sell your fucking mansions, you rich bitches. Fuck you.
And I don't know if any of you heard, but George Clooney and several others put together $150 million, brought it to the union and said, hey, use this to distribute to those stage hands and, you know, the set decorators and all that that are on strike. Use this.
But that's a one-time thing. They want a permanent signed deal. That's the problem. I think he's trying to say, I think he's trying to help them sign a deal, but they're going to want a signed deal. Whatever. You know, I don't want to get on my soapbox because nothing good will come of it. Nothing good because I understand that unions have a purpose, but you know what? There's a reason that China is blowing the entire planet away on industry because their labor force works for rice, basically, for nothing.
Yeah.
They're mass-producing shit. You know, they are the largest navy in the world right now. They are.
Really?
Yeah, because they have so many shipbuilding shipyards around because the workers don't want to make $58,000 a year starting out. They want to feed their families.
Yeah,
they have the largest navy in the world as far as number of ships, and they have plans to blow that number away. So they're going to blow everybody away based on the path they're on. But go ahead.
They're
ahead of us on number of ships.
So you're doing really well with the neighbor.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go home tonight, and, you know, I'm supposed to make something particular, but I don't know if I'm in the mood. And then tomorrow we're spending the morning doing some work stuff, and then at night we're going to go listen to music, and then we might do something later in the week again. But I don't know. What do the cards say, Deb?
Okay.
What do the cards say, Deb?
Only the shadow knows. The shadow.
Who knows what
Cupid.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men?
The shadow Cupid knows.
The shadow rat bastard knows.
Well, I know how you feel about cooking. I used to absolutely love to cook, and the bigger the crowd, the better. I was raised to feed people. My mother and grandmother and stuff, they always said, you never know who's going to come to the door. So you want to make sure you always have enough. So I was always cooking for an army. But then when my husband passed away, he took my love for cooking with him. I would just as soon open a frozen meal. I don't know. I'd make myself.
Besides, a lot of those frozen meals, there's nothing wrong with some of them. They're not all processed crap. Most of them are, but not all of them are processed food crap. Some are good. Some are very good, very cool.
I wish someone would cook for me once in a while.
I cook all the time on the goddamn grill. I don't see you out there flipping shit on the grill when it's 98 degrees outside and you got this freaking grill pouring heat onto you.
It's a man thing. It really is.
But then don't say nobody.
I don't
want to
emasculate you
nobody
by getting out there.
You could go out. Oh. It would break my heart if you went out there and started flipping steaks and I got to go inside and watch baseball. That would break the shit out of my heart. I would be devastated to have to go inside in the air conditioning and drink beer inside where it's cool. Heartbreaker.
Okay. First of all, the woman that we've been talking about, Tina.
Tina Turner.
Yeah. Tina's basically kicked to the curb. I mean, she's over here. I see her. She's feeling very, like she lost. Like, you've got him. He's yours.
Oh, wow. All
right. And let's face it, ladies, women will fight together over a man.
People will fight over somebody else. Guys fight over.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Fat people
really
fight over.
I really had no idea.
I mean, people fight over shit.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, but I don't see men fighting that much for women.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I guess so.
What is about 90% of your bar fights about? Somebody looked at a chick wrong. Somebody didn't even talk to a chick. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Holy goat shit.
Now, I've got some words of caution here for you.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yes. Well, we got to discuss
There's
it.
Nothing wrong with words of caution. They are actually good things.
I know. I'm so tired of these things, though, with him.
Well, this is the path you have chosen, my fucking dear.
I know.
So
I know. I know. You got it, right?
What we got is there's a little disagreement between the two of you, and we don't want it to escalate, all right?
Oh, dear.
So I asked you, remember I've talked to you about let go of the rope? Let go of the rope.
Okay.
You know,
I'm trying to. I'm really
because
trying,
you know,
not.
Tug of war between people can get very ugly. So the winning move is, even though that means the other side wins, in effect, you let go of the rope. That makes you, you are the one, like walking away from the disagreement.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm agreeable to that. I'm so tired of this shit. I don't want any more shit. I have enough on my plate. And the other thing is, this morning I went out to the backyard to see what he was doing. He had told me he was going to do what he was doing. And he started yelling at me. And I said, why are you yelling at me? And then I walked away. I went into the house. And, you know, he eventually came around and he was explaining something and it got solved, whatever. But he's just,
you know, there's a lot of that going around. And if you guys could see, like, say, Jim off camera.
What'd I do?
Oh, no.
Extremely excitable. He was, what was the deal?
Oh, wait a fucking
your
minute.
Your chicken wings fell out of the refrigerator.
Yes.
And he called those wings every name in the book.
I get pissed off when it goes wrong.
And then when I say, what is wrong? He'll say, it's not your business, so don't worry about it.
It's not your business. She comes in there like accusatory. Like, I was like I'm yelling. She thinks I'm yelling at like a freaking human or a dog. I'm like, I can yell at wings. I can yell at a book if I drop it. What?
You're calling the wings sluts?
That's not what I said. That is not what I said. Did I?
Yeah, you said whore, slut,
bitch. She hears little keyword. That's all she hears.
Sometimes
you guys are
the
so funny.
Keyword. Yeah. You know, every once in a while I get this idea to turn on Facebook Live without announcing it here and just putting little snippets of things.
Oh, be careful. Be careful for what you wish. Oh, you don't want to open that door there, Tootsie Pop. You want to pick on random Facebook Live little click? Oh, you don't want to open that door. Because I guarantee a woman would be more fucking horrified if somebody was doing sneaky little Facebook Live clips, then your average guy doesn't give a shit. You know that. You know it to be true.
Well, paybacks are a bitch.
You know it to be true.
You gotta know what you're doing.
You know, yeah. I always, you know, a lot of times when I'm in conversations, and I work at a place with thousands of people, and you know what? If that person opens the door then I'll go ahead and answer it. But I don't like start things with somebody. Somebody starts, I go to a meeting, I'm very professional. Somebody throws some F-bombs out there. Like, all right, now you open the door so I can F-bomb you back.
What did they do to you with the your phone? Didn't they?
Well, that was a prankster. That has nothing to do with what I just
talked about. They pranked you with the phone.
We all prank you. That's all we used to. Those guys are gone now. The new generation's boring as shit.
Oh, they don't.
I think they play too many video games. They have no fucking imagination. But it was prank city, man, my first, 10 years at the shipyard. This new generation, they don't know what the fuck's going on in life. They don't know how to party.
No.
They know they're fucking video games. Oh, my God. Go ahead. Back to Lisa.
I like how you deferred when I said, tell them about that thing they did with your phone.
Oh, it's just pranks. It's just, but there's a million, I have a million pranks they did to me, a million pranks I did to them. It's just your average prank stuff. We're at a bar, we're out party, we went out, I stopped, I come back, and they went on there and went on my Facebook page and posted a bunch of gay shit.
About him being a kid.
Yeah. And you know what? That's why, to this day, my phone is fingerprinted. That's why you can't get into my phone without my fingerprints or the password. And that was the first time I ever did that. Normally, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care what people see on my phone, but when they started doing that, I was like, all right, you're pranking. All right, got it.
Okay, well, remember, Lisa, keep your head during this because it's a very small, he says things and doesn't think about what he's saying. Oh, yeah.
But
forget about it. Yeah. So anyway, I feel that you can let it blow over because you're tired of this. You know, tired of having jealous feelings and that kind of thing. But otherwise, I feel that it's going to be very uneventful as far as pleasant.
That's fine. Yeah. If there's not anything, that's not always bad.
Pray for anymore. Just pleasant. We're going to a music thing. That's my music stomping ground.
You've got to examine the path in your life if you got to pray every day for nothing bad to happen. What is that what you want to do for the rest of your frickin' life?
No, I'm saying...
You're going to wake up and pray that nothing bad happens with this guy.
Jeff is saying, don't react, don't... And I think that's a good... My energy is somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, turn around and walk away.
Yeah, exactly. And take a look at that when you're driving somewhere. You know, become introspective. Find out why you feel that way. Has it been that you've always had to walk on eggshells? Have you always been worried, even growing up?
You know what it is? Between he and I, we're very much alike, he and I. We are. We're very excitable. We're very, we're just reflections. We really are. I've said this to him and other people. I know that. And, he's, I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying it would help to figure out if it was your past relationships.
You know what? He's different. I've never been living next door to a gay neighbor.
As far as you know. We all could have done that many times in our life and wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it unless they come out in a little like Richard Simmons in a little ballerina tutu or something like that. You know, if they don't, they don't.
No, this is a whole unique situation for me. And I just, it is what it is.
You know what? That one sentence says everything there is about life. It is what it is. It is what it is. Anytime something happens to people overanalyze it, it's like, it is what it is. What do you want me to do about it? It is what it is. It's life. Life happens, shit happens, it's what it is. You know? They want to go like, oh my God, let's look back at what happened and what you did. It's like, you know what? It is what it is. I did something, it didn't work out. It is what it is. Move on. It's the past. Okay.
Yeah,
take
yourself
up and move on smartly.
Yep.
Hey, Deb, so what do you see
Deb,
like as far...
Yeah.
Deb, what do you see as far as, like, emotional connection? Do you, from his end to me?
Yeah, it looks very good. It looks like he's getting back to where he used to be. You know, and I really think that's a good thing. You know, that for a while there, you both had a big disconnect. And now he's seeing you as the person you used to be, and he's calming down a little bit in that way. But make sure you don't suddenly, you know, give yourself the Heimlich there, Virgil.
They did say he's typing and he's not choking to death. I think he's just got a little thing going on. You know what? There probably are a lot worse things to have stuck in your throat.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like,
and I don't, you know what? Do they, are peanuts grown locally in the UK? I just don't know. I know nothing about your country. I never had the pleasure of visiting there.
You know, it's not.
Every time I was in the Navy, they canceled all the cruises to the UK. Not on purpose, but it just, they just cancel shit.
Do you know a peanut is not a nut?
Yes, I know that, Deb.
It's a legume.
If she says it one more time, she's going to win a set of knives and a toaster, because it'll be the 1,000th time she told me this fucking year about that. The 1,000th time this one year. One year.
Get
a thick knife, Deb, when you hit the 1,000 mark.
The real name for them is goober peas. Goober peas.
Goober peas.
Yeah, there's a song. Goodness, how delicious. Eating goober peas.
Really?
Peas,
is that a
peas.
Commercial jingle?
It's like from the
or
Civil
War.
It's like a Civil War type song.
I didn't know you were alive during the Civil War.
No, but, you know, you picture it. They might have been singing it as they're marching.
You know what? I'm getting ready to march into battle and die. You're goddamn right I'm singing about goober peas. That's going to motivate me. Where are those fucking rebels? I'll kill them because I just sang a goober pea song.
Goobers. Yeah. Well, anyway. Yes.
I thought goobers was like that thing they sold at theater, a little goobers, a little snack thing, the goobers.
Well, maybe they, yeah.
I don't think it's not, definitely not what you're talking about or we're talking about. It's definitely not peanuts or goober peas or legumes.
Or dingleberries or anything.
Whoa! Let's not transition to something that is not and let's not go to bigger. Let's not do that. I don't know what an XL bully that is being killed in the UK. What is that?
What are extra large bullies?
All right, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
What else do you got? What do you got?
No, it's all, I remember I've told you, when things are very pleasant, the cards can seem almost boring.
There you go. You're going to have
So you see love? You see love?
Yeah. There's a lot of affection between the two of you.
Love is in
and
the air.
He is going to be more affectionate.
Only to a certain point, though, mind you.
Did you have a really nice dinner yesterday? Did you go to a fancy place or what?
Oh God, no, not fancy. No. It was out in the boonies, and it was nice. It was something I like. You could look at the stars, and we had hamburgers and sweet potato fries, and you know, we're watching the stars. And we had a lot of conversation with a lot of people around us, and you know, it was just. I thought it was. Enjoyable. Toward the end, he was doing things to me that
really.
Back to the norm.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Yeah. And
well,
so,
yeah, he was drifting because you were so in his mind. You were just so changeable. I don't want to say unstable, but that's, I mean, he didn't know when you were going.
Like a radioactive isotope, unstable.
Yeah, I think
right.
So.
Could decay at any moment. Go ahead.
So, yes, everything is looking pretty terrific for you.
In that special.
Yeah. Just don't engage in any, let stuff go over your head.
Exactly.
Oh, so she should pretend that she's a dumb blonde.
No, but if people are so picky with her, trying to, like, he's spoiling for a fight, I think she should say, you know, let's not talk about this because you want to argue and I don't want to.
Yeah.
That is like kicking the can down the road, though.
Well,
you're not telling him that you want it. He will keep doing that.
You know,
then.
I have not really examined what goes on between us in that way, how things get started. I know when we had that big fight Labor Day, and he was the one that got angry at me. I didn't understand what was going on, and I brought it up. You know, I just said, "Oh, remember that time you got mad at me." And he doesn't say anything, but now I learned a little something about him, and I realized what happened that day. I know what happened that day. You know, he keeps a lot of feelings inside himself. He doesn't really say, like, I say stuff. I say, oh, that makes me sad, or you made me sad, or that doesn't make me feel comfortable, that kind of thing. He doesn't do that.
No.
He just lets it pile up, and then he exploded that day. He exploded that night. I had no idea. I kept saying, what's going on? What's happening? Why are you exploding? And then I reeled back the day, and I realized what had happened.
If you ever get in his apartment or, you know, get in there, you have to try and take a look at what medications he's on. That's serious.
In other words, you should be a typical woman and snoop the medicine cabinet. Go to the dresser and open the drawers.
This is what happened. Yeah, this is what happened that day. Is that he told me I said I was going to do such and such, and he said, "Well, I have a full plate or something, or I have a lot of stuff on my calendar or something like that." So I didn't invite him. And then I was making plans with other people, and we were eating dinner. He and I were eating dinner together. Or no, we weren't eating dinner. So he was taking care of something that was mine. And then I realized much later he was jealous is what was going on. He was jealous. And I ended up inviting him toward the end. And I said, it's your fault I didn't invite you because you told me you had plans. And he came along, and then it just built one thing, built on another. And he made a big scene with me privately about stuff that was little, like what you're talking about, Deb, you know, pulling the rope. And I...
like maybe his nutsack or his brain.
I think they see each other so much. You guys see each other more than an average married couple does.
Since Labor Day, it was a separation period. You know, and then he went and got his new car.
You got to keep them separated. That's
awesome.
Love us.
I don't know. That's why I asked, you know, how is it, you know, the love reading? And you said, oh, it's nice. And it's because I don't know, you know, that really was a bomb to me, Labor Day. It didn't make sense. Now it makes sense when I talk about it, but he didn't tell me his feelings. I read into him, you know, I saw him, I saw what was going on, I saw how his face was. Sometimes he can become very, subservient. He becomes very subservient sometimes, and I've a very rare occasion.
Well, the many facets of the neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Maybe we all have that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm no expert.
We don't know. Well, it is only Tuesday. There's a lot of week ahead.
Yeah, there is.
There's plenty of time for your relationship to hit the shit fan again like it does every 4 to 5 days. So I anticipate by Thursday, Friday, she's going to say that fucker should fucking move by Thursday or Friday. She's going to be saying that. But she won't want to wish it. I wish he would fucking move. Fuck him. And then Deb will say, like, watch you guys. having a good relationship. And then she'll pretend she's looking at puppy pictures. Oh, do you really? Oh, like they're looking at kitten and puppy pictures. You know, every day this show helps me.
Do what?
Be glad that I'm a man. Because if I was a woman with this, if I had to have any kind of these thoughts and act like that, I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I'm glad I don't think about shit like that. And don't like, pretend I'm looking at puppy pictures. Oh, really? Does he really think that?
Yeah, and yet you go off, like, off. Just
on what? Talk to me.
Stupid things. I mean, all of a sudden, I can't think of a...
She can't think of an example, of course. Well, that's good timing, Deb.
He's very emotional. Jim is very
I am.
Emotional.
But not about, is she thinking about me right now? You know, fuck that bitch. There's 100 bitches on this planet. You know what? What has she got? What has she got that another chick doesn't have? Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It goes for guys, too. We can all be replaced. We shouldn't think we're so special. We are special in a way, but we're not that special. We can all be fucking replaced.
Yeah. And on that
note. Well,
that's
not what Jimmy Carter said about his wife.
What'd he say?
Really?
They've been together for 2,000 years.
Well, yeah.
Of Jimmy Carter.
Well, the dude fucking was a peanut farmer, first of all. All right? And I don't know. Some of you aren't old enough. I don't know how old some of you are. Some of us are old enough to remember that presidency. And I can't, of all the presidents, and I'm obviously not 100,000 years old, but that is the worst fucking president I ever known.
Oh, I don't know. The one we got right now?
No. Don't do it. Jimmy Carter was a worst. It wasn't so much about what he did. It was about what he didn't do. Shit. He didn't do anything. All he cared about, he devoted his entire life. I got to make sure that Israel and Egypt have peace. Why? They're going to fucking fight again eventually. They do it every so many hundreds of years. Jesus Christ. How about worrying about shit going on in our country?
Didn't he help the Shah? He's the Shah of Iran.
He let the Shah come over because we were allies. They kind of did what was an obligation. The president would have done. But anyway, all right, now we're getting into politics. They all suck. Politics suck. Everything sucks. But at least the pot sucks. Well, actually, I don't know. I have to ask your neighbor. But anyway, it sounds like she's getting on a... sounds like she's climbing aboard a jet airplane right now, it sounds like.
I started the car. I'm going down the highway. I was at a national park.
The highway.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think we should.
I think we must, unfortunately. But we like that Lisa took us to the finish line. But unfortunately, folks
Thank
that are
you.
Out there, we got Facebookers. We got other folks in Block Talk Radio. We apologize. Last minute show, we can't stay on all night, just things, obligations, but moral of the story is
we may be
better
here
to be
tomorrow
early
night.
We don't know.
I'm coming back from the hairdresser with
that's
purple
true.
Hair.
That's true. And
yeah.
I wanted to go,
is it
and
Friday
I'm,
night tomorrow?
Is what?
Tomorrow is alternate Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
because purple hairdresser...
She's getting her freaking hair. I don't know. She's gonna get urine color in. I don't know, but she's getting her hair done. But there, next to the hair place, there's a new brewery that's open, new to me.
Yeah.
And they open at 3, so I gotta go check them out.
Yeah. Sounds like you're underwater.
Well, remember.
Oh, you know, I'm driving on the highway.
She does have special projects, but she could be on her way to a project. Yeah, I think Lisa's her code name. I think Lisa's her code name. When she has a project. Hey, Lisa, we have a project for you. It's almost like Mission Impossible. Hey, Lisa, this message will self-destruct in 15 seconds.
We got a project for you, Lisa.
As a child. People, Cruise Mission Impossible were pretty cool, the first couple.
Yeah.
And the 70 ones don't do any justice. But I love the 70s Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, I did too.
I love
them.
As a kid. Yep, this message was self-destructive 50s.
Suzanne, you've lost 5 bags of sugar. Are you saying that?
Is that code for losing cocaine or something? Is that a drug dealer? Hey, Lisa, we're going to say bye. We're just going to put you on mute. We're not going to hang up on anybody.
Over here, Oprah started it with the 5 pounds of butter. I don't know if you guys ever saw her, but she brought a wagon into her show after she lost a ton of weight, and it had all of the, they were 1 pound butter, you know.
And then what?
Like a, what do you call it? A block.
Yeah, they're in the box. Yeah. Well, they probably broke up into 4 quarter pounders.
You know
pounders.
What was her downfall? She can't, and she finally said, screw it. She said.
I think it was probably Whisker Biscuit with lots of butter.
No, she loved macaroni and cheese.
Oh, who doesn't? Well, people that don't like cheese, yeah. Well, I I'm a big fan of Kraft. I even like the generic. If you put like real butter and real vitamin D whole milk in there, that generic shit can taste good.
Oh, yeah.
See, when I grew up and we were younger, we used margarine. And we used like maybe 2% skim or even powder. Once I went and got the regular actual butter and the whole milk, well, that took on a whole new level of holy shitness. Good fucking God.
Did you guys know that margarine is one molecule away from being plastic?
Yeah, you know what? I hear that, but I never actually pulled up the chemical formulas of each to verify that. It sounds to me like it's full of, I want to throw the goat shit bullshit flag, but I never verified it, so I can't throw the flag on it.
You can't, but think about it.
I bet it's a lot more than one molecule is what I'm just fucking saying.
Oh, but there's no substitute for real butter.
There is none.
On fresh bread.
I remember, it's stupid growing up. The first time I had real butter, I was a teenager.
We didn't have it either.
And it was I think they bought it to put on popcorn.
Oh, really?
And when I put it on popcorn, I was like, oh my goat shit. That's why the theater popcorn tastes so goddamn good. Because we're using margarine all the time at home.
Yeah.
So
we never
good.
Even had broccoli. Or
nope.
Stuff like that till we were
no.
God grown up.
Never actually had a frozen vegetable in the house. It was always canned.
Nope, it was canned.
It was canned.
Yeah.
You know what though? I was okay with that. I love canned peas, canned corn, canned beans, French or I loved all that canned.
I
still do
them.
To this day.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, I love all that shit canned. I still think it's good. I know it's not as healthy.
Rachel's saying, did you know that margarine is gray? Until they color it. My grandma years ago would get it in a plastic bag, and it had like a spot of yellow in there. And they would take this bag and go like this and mix it all up. Did you folks see what Virgil wrote?
And I just responded because that is actually almost a crime. It's sadness.
Oh, it is. How do you, what is it with men and overcooking?
You know,
yeah.
If you got frickin' shrimp, those bitches aren't as easy to cook as you think.
Same with
actual real tuna.
He had a Chinese
you gotta
ready
be
meal.
Very careful
with
like
what?
Real tuna.
Yeah.
You got to try to undercook it. You got to slide. Nobody likes to, you almost, you got if you overcook freaking shrimps or tuna, you just pissed off. You might as well just throw it in the trash. It's so terrible.
Yeah, and if you overcook shrimp.
I just said that, yeah.
Yeah, it gets real mealy.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Basically, it's a guy's dream. You know it's ready when it's pink. That's the easiest thing. That's what's one thing. When you're cooking steak, a lot of things. Remember when I did those shrimp when we had the thing here in the gathering?
Yeah.
And I had it on the. I just rolled it. So they're all pink. You don't even. You know you're good. You know you're good when they all turn pink.
You don't want to go any further.
You go beyond that, they're gonna be rubbery and they're gonna fall apart.
Screwed.
It's gonna suck balls. All right. Let's say goodbye to our Facebook. Not Facebookers, our blog talkers. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
We gotta go. The moral of the story is better be early than late, but we'll do some other shows. It's not the end of the world. It ain't the end of the world as we it's the end of the world as we know it. I think that's REM, right?
They would know.
I think it's REM. It's the end of... Oh, we got a freaking scam.
Yeah.
Piece of crap.
Maria, you got to hit the road.
I mean, we know it's
lady.
Not the, we know it's not the real name.
Yeah. But don't they have a website?
They do, and I go to their I go to their Facebook. That's part of that's a two part. I've been in a room instantly, and then I go to their mm-hmm. their Facebook page. Here's where I finish them off. Watch, go to here.
Well, she looks
block.
Pretty.
Well, that might not be that. But I said block all their bullshit they might create later.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, Rachel.
So like
says,
Steve Case would say for me, well, goodbye.
Rachel said it is REM.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Terry Sue is restricted. Good night, honey. Sorry
what are you talking
whatever
about?
Happened. She said her count is restricted again.
Well, I didn't do it.
Mean-spirited people. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you about that. We only have we have a tiny little bit of control, and it's very little of what we do. Here. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when they come for you?
That's what
good night, sweet time. Pleasant dreams.